I'm talking here with Sarah Holtzclaw, and she's the Deputy Director for the Partnership to End Poverty. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
More than 2.5 million people are living in poverty in the U.S., and about 28,000, you said, live in poverty right here in Central Oregon, and about three times that are struggling. So this past weekend, there was actually a big event that included faith-based options for reaching out to the community. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You know, one of the missions of the Partnership to End Poverty is outreach and education. And the Bend Faith Network took the month of January is Poverty in America Awareness Month. And we took that as a weekend to help that conversation inside the faith organizations. And then we had a really wonderful Eucharist at the Bend First Presbyterian Church, and it was an interfaith service, and it included three different denominations, and it was really well attended, and it were great conversations that happened.
Now, when it comes to poverty, you're struggling, any type of situation where you're struggling with finances, you have to still file for taxes, and yet it typically costs money even to do that.
Yeah.
So you guys are having an event that will outreach and help people with filing for taxes.
Yeah, each year we offer free tax clinics that are volunteer income tax assistance. It's called VITA. And it's a national movement, but it's local, and there are a number of different sites that open on February 1st, and they go through April 15th, which is the filing deadline for federal income taxes. We're open on a regular basis. People can make appointments and get both their state and their federal taxes filed.
And we're wondering, of course, who qualifies for this. And I think you told me that it's not so much based on your finances as it is the simplicity or how intricate your taxes are. Is that right?
It is. Each of the volunteers are certified through an IRS system to do a number of different tasks and up to capital gains and, you know, home mortgages and things. But it's more the complication. We can't do bankruptcies, unfortunately. We can do foreclosures, and we can do cancellation of debt. So it really kind of depends on the complication of the return. And I suggest that if people calling for an appointment just ask and kind of tell us their situation. We ask a lot of questions and tell them what to bring and that sort of thing, that they can tell us what's going on in their financial life at the moment. And we can say, yes, you know, of course we can help you, or not.
Yeah. So, for example, you mentioned that you can do foreclosures, cancellation of debt. You can also do single proprietary small businesses, right?
We can, as long as it's not, they don't have inventory or employees. If it's just them, and we can do it.
But you don't do depreciation or bankruptcies.
We cannot do bankruptcies, unfortunately, and we cannot work with, for instance, if somebody has a rental house that they're depreciating or a truck that they use for their business that they're depreciating. We just can't do that.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to discuss more about where people can find out the information of what's going on, when the event is, and who to call to set that up. We're going to go to a break now. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Kim Birchfield here with Sarah Holtzclaw, Deputy Director for Partnership to End Poverty. And once again, we do want to focus on what you can do to help people,
Thank you.
So let's hear a little more about the types of things that people can be looking for when they come in to see you. You've got volunteers trained on three different
levels. There are nearly 100 volunteers throughout Central Oregon that are primed and ready to go and to help people file their taxes. The partnership runs about 4 different sites. AARP runs 5 more throughout the region. So there are people all over. Every day of the week, there's a site open for somebody to get their taxes prepared. And we do the average income level that the partnership helps is probably about $20,000. But we can help anybody, like I said, just the complication of the return. So they can go and make an appointment at takecredit.org.
And that's where they can find the phone numbers.
Those are all the phone numbers are listed for all the sites at takecredit.org.